Okay. These tables right here. You guys got some ideas?
Do you have ideas about solving problems for the business as far as whatever field you're in? For instance, if people have problems with their carpet or their tile or stone or something like that.
Right, good. Give tips. Here's, I just want to do one caution about that, because that could get carried away and it could become a promotional group. You've got to have real strict rules around your Facebook group that there are no promotions. You cannot promote yourself in the group except on maybe Toot Your Horn Tuesday. Okay?
Stand up.
So that you separate the middle.
Okay, because I never finished that. Sorry. Let me finish this, and then we're going to go on to the next group. Any other ideas what you could do with that group?
Ask people where they want to go on vacation, where they've been.
Yeah, I mean, you could say, hey, I'm going bowling on Friday night. Who wants to come? That could be cool, right? I'm going down to, what's that one place? Like if you're in Houston, I know a restaurant where it's buffet style, and they always have a room that you could pretty much just put a bunch of people in. Hey, I'm going down to have lunch at blah, blah, blah. Or maybe you have a monthly luncheon for that group. Every month, third Friday of the month, fourth Friday of the month, you have a luncheon so everybody can meet everybody else. What are some other ideas you can do in that group?
Here you go, over here.
Well, I was trying to talk about the accident. I'm considering writing an accident about that. But the thing is that I was thinking about, buying people when I go back. So let's do it. Just have lunch and dinner. I want to buy a couple of friends. But these restaurants, they let them know what it is. You said it's one of the five things you can make them love. Free food and I'm not just going to get it right schedule.
Well, I wouldn't do free food. I'd say, hey, I'm going to lunch. I'm going to dinner Friday. Who wants to join us?
All right, let me. Let me tell you what Dave does. Dave, have you gotten good feedback from your Fridays at P.F. Chang deal? Okay, so every Friday at P.F. Chang's, he says the first person to get there after 11:30, I guess it is, right? I buy your lunch, but so you'll have a group usually, right? So okay, so sometimes there's 12 people.
Super.
At the table.
Yeah. Super.
But the first person to show up, he buys their lunch.
Right. I'm going to a Houston Astros game. I'm going to sit in the nosebleed. $5 tickets. Who wants to go? I'll buy your tickets.
Love it. Love it.
Okay. Constantly be doing just. Take this one group and think of it as your family and just get to know these guys really, really well. If you let's say you could put 30 people in that group and really do some real fun stuff with them. Like real fun stuff. Man, it's just so super powerful. Way more powerful than B&I. Because B&I, you're not doing a lot. They do a lot of stuff, but one-on-one and outside of the meeting.
Of course, your B&Is have Facebook groups, too, so you can connect with those people and further those relationships from
there.
But
make your group the most awesome group to be in. How about children? Maybe you get a Kids Day Wednesday or something like that, where you show photos of people's families. So you share about your families. I have a friend who has a weight loss group, and this group literally has a culture. There is a culture in this group. And you think that you can only create a culture in, like an organization, like a business or church or something like that. You can create a culture right within a virtual Facebook group. But you want to try and get them offline as much as possible.
Yep, yep.
Try all kinds of ways to get them offline. Hey, guys, I'm having a luncheon over at my office today. Who wants to just come and hang out with me? You tell me and I'll provide the lunch.
Yep.
How about charity?
That,